Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
DL Communications Studios is where we're at, wherever you're at. Thanks for listening this morning to Good Morning NOCO.
We're your funky white boys.
We are the funky white boys. I'm Tanner Schwint. That's Brian Gary. I think we can throw Miles Bloomhart in that category
Absolutely.
As well.
He's a funky white boy as well.
That's right. Miles Bloomhart with the Fort Collins, Colorado, and joining us now. Miles, how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm doing well. Not as well as you two, it sounds like, but I'm doing well.
It's hard to be as good as we are, Miles. I mean, we got nothing to complain about.
No, I mean, you set the bar pretty high.
That's right, Miles.
Hey, good to have you. Good to talk to you again. It's been a while, Miles. You doing all right, bud?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm doing well because I'm vacationing a lot, so that's always a good thing.
That sounds like a happy man, right?
I literally texted him, like, hey, you want to go golf next week? And he's like, I'm out of town. I'm like, is that fourth time this month, Miles?
Yeah.
I can handle you for about 15 minutes on the radio, Tanner, is what Miles is thinking.
You know, when you're at the Colorado one for 32 years, you build up some PTO, so I like to use it.
As you should, my friend.
Doubt.
You've worked for it. So let's talk about it. Obviously, the big story going into this weekend, starting really today and into tomorrow, is this storm that's going to come through, Miles.
Yeah, you know, I talked to the National Weather Service meteorologist in Boulder yesterday, and it's actually, I think, gaining in significance as far as snow totals. Now, this is going to be, and you know, I'm sure you talked to Cody before, this is really tricky. These spring ones are really tricky to get the snowfall amounts correct, because just a few degrees and a few, 100 feet in elevation can change a lot.
Yep.
Between rain and snow. But they're increasingly adding to the total, and 2 to 3 feet in the western areas around the Continental Divide, west of Boulder and in Larimer County, and probably 18 inches in the foothills, most likely. And then down closer to I-25, it gets a little more iffy because of, again, that rain-snow mix. 1 to 6 inches, they have a big range for Fort Collins. And I think Denver, they're looking at like 3 to 10 now. So a lot of things, you know, are dependent on when the cold front actually comes here, and, you know, when we get the precipitation. So what's happening, right, is we have a low on that's going to create upslope eastern winds, and that's going to collide with a jet stream that's over top, and that's on Friday. And that's those kind of setups, we get some pretty significant moisture.
Now, as this comes rolling in, I couldn't help but think, I'm always, you know, thinking about nature and the animals and those kind of things. I got to think how confusing this is going to be for the snakes, because yesterday my wife was walking the Poudre Trail, and there's a big, beautiful snake that had gone out.
Beautiful.
And it was sunning itself on the sidewalk, which they love to do. And I tell you, that sun is going to be gone, and they're going to be freaking out come the next couple of days.
I hope they all die.
Okay, that's bad. Your wife probably saw bull snake. They're really out right now. They look like a rattlesnake, but they're not. But that's what they do, and they get pretty large. But they are not venomous.
Nope.
They will bite, but they're basically harmless, and they do a lot of good. So don't kill them.
They don't have legs, though, and it creeps me out.
Just
and they wind up in spots they're not supposed to be. The best kind of snake is a dead snake, and I will stand behind this until the day I die.
They will scare me, but I've grown to have a great appreciation for them. And you just check the tail. Bull snakes and rattlesnakes look a lot alike.
Oh, Mr. Snake,
look,
can you sit
the
right there for a second?
And if they're stretched out across the trail, they can't snap at you or jump at you. They got to be back a little bit. So just educate yourself, darn it.
Okay, I could do that for sure. But no, to Brian's point, sorry for derailing that. It was a good question. I mean, there's a lot of people who have gardens planted and things like that, Miles. So with the freeze that could be coming in over the weekend, it's important to take precautions.
Yeah, you're going to have to. You know, originally we were looking like the Greeley Fort Collins area was looking right around 30 to 32. That's now dropped down to about 28, 29. That will definitely do damage if you don't protect your Like if you planted your containers with annual flowers, if you planted your peppers and tomatoes, you're going to have to cover those. The best way to cover those is, obviously, if you have containers, if you can bring them inside or bring them anywhere that you have a roof over top and then throw a blanket over, that's good for your tomatoes and peppers. If you use tomato cages to support, like cloth coverings over top of that, that's good. You don't want the covering to touch the plant, because that can transfer that frost, and you can still get some freeze damage. And then the other, there's two other things. One, 3 to 6 inches of heavy wet snow with leafed out trees, you're going to have problems if you don't brush that off. Never pull down. Yeah. When you're brushing those off, always push up. So you don't break the limbs. And then thirdly, a lot of people have started the sprinkler systems, and the vacuum breaker above ground will likely freeze if it gets down to 28, 29. So you're either going to have to do a quick drain, which is easily done. I just wrote a story about it today. Or you're going to have to put some kind of insulated blankets over top of it.
Man, this is just sounding like such a major event. I know we had a rather April, you think of the showers and those things, May. We know people should not be surprised at what goes on with our weather here in Colorado. This is not our first go-round with this. It's strange all the time, and it seems like we always run into this. Seems like we've been overdue for one of these, don't you think, Miles?
Yeah, so here's my question to you. How often do you think it snows, measurable snowfall, in Fort Collins?
In May or like just...
Yeah, in May.
I'm going to guess like once every 5 years.
Not bad, once every 3 years. So,
all right. Oh, wow.
And we've had a trace of snow 7 of the last 9. That's thanks to Colorado Climate Center. So these are not uncommon. We may set a weird kind of record, right? So the record for highest temperature before snowfall the next day is 88 degrees, and that happened in, I believe it was September of 1993.
Wow.
We're close. I mean, I think we're projected at like 89 today, although I think some of this cloud cover is going to have to come off for that to happen. But, May, it's not uncommon for it. We can definitely use the moisture. It looks like we might get a half inch to maybe up to an inch of moisture, which we desperately need.
We do, and I know we're talking a lot about the gardens, and that's going to impact a lot of people too, Miles, but we were having this conversation earlier in the program. Those farmers out there that have already planted, I mean, I was out irrigating yesterday with my old man. I mean, it's going to wreak havoc on things, and you hope that really we don't get underneath that freezing temperature. Hopefully they are a little bit off on this one.
Yeah, and now, you know, they'll be right on the cusp. I think, you know, like the winter wheat and that, I think that should it should be okay, I think. But, you know, there's a lot of variability with this storm. And, you know, if we could get some good cloud cover Friday night, which we should, and maybe probably Saturday night might be worse. Friday night, I think we're going to be fine, right, because you're going to have cloud cover because it's going to be snowing. Saturday, if it clears and you have that clear sky and no blanket of clouds, that's, I think, when bad things could happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Talking with Miles Blumhardt with the Fort Collins, Colorado. And, Miles, we've talked about the big kahuna, obviously that big elk that died at Rocky Mountain National Park. And that's a live play of what the big kahuna sounded like when he died, apparently. Thank you, Brian.
That was my bugling.
That was terrible. But there's been a GoFundMe set up.
There's a horny elk out back right now after doing that, I'm telling you.
All right, you go handle that.
Yes, GoFundMe. The big kahuna, incredible, whatever you want to call him. I think he had another name. I can't remember. Anyhow, yeah, very popular elk, and he died of natural causes, unfortunately. Then somebody took his skull and antlers, which is illegal. They did find them, but he's back. So anyhow, they're doing a GoFundraiser. I think they want to raise like 150 grand to do a bronze sculpture of the big elk. And that would, you know, they have one already up there in Estes Park. You know, as you enter Estes Park, they have one of Samson.
Yes,
who was killed long ago, and he was another, you know, a poacher shot him with a crossbow, idiot. So
exactly.
Couldn't they just change the name on that one? I mean, Samson died long enough ago. Could we just? I'm just save some people some money, Brian. No.
Well, you know,
am I in the minority here? Okay.
pretty soon they're going to have a Mount Rushmore of elk.
I know.
Now, that's not a bad idea.
There was Elvis the elk.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we got the big kahuna. We got Samson.
So anyhow, so they got a fundraiser going on. And I think if it gets kind of a cool idea and they're going to, make sure they bring about how to safely watch wildlife and wildlife conservation and all that kind of stuff. So kind of a cool idea.
All right.
It is. I remember when cowboy legend Ty Murray, I believe, got in trouble around Estes Park for trying to ride one.
I believe he did.
I'm guessing
there were some libations involved.
There were. There were, yeah. Okay, just something
your,
I know.
Your story, yeah. No,
okay.
All right.
Miles knew it too, so it's true.
All right. Miles, quickly here, I did want to talk with you. Obviously, the NBA draft lottery is set. David Roddy seems to be trending towards maybe a first-round pick here. That is unfortunate news for CSU fans.
Yeah, there's a couple things here, right? If you're drafted in the first round, you get a four-year contract. The first 2 years are guaranteed. I just looked at the numbers. You're looking about, at the lower end of that, about $1.6 million a year, so you got $3.2 million guaranteed. If you're drafted in the second round, I think the league minimum now is like $932,000. However, none of that's guaranteed. So I think if he is projected and he really believes he'll be drafted in the first round, you got to go. Right?
I agree.
You got to go.
Yeah.
Second round, that might be a little iffy. Here's the other problem if you're CSU. Is they would have his scholarship if he leaves, and they also have Chandler Jacobs or one other one. They have not replaced him.
Right. And, well, you got to wait and see what he's going to do.
But they also have not recruited a big player. They did get a 6'8" kid, but he's more of an Adam Thistlewood type player for them. To make any kind of statement in NCAA next year, they need Roddy back, and that other scholarship has to go to like a power 6'7", 6'8", power forward who can rebound and rim protect. Otherwise, I really don't see him doing any better than this last year.
No, it's hard to argue with that, Miles. Miles Blumhardt with the Coloradoan. I suppose we'll catch up with you in a couple weeks since you're going on vacation next week.
I'm in Kansas City next week, so yes, it'll be 2 weeks, and I can't wait to get on. This is my first time with both of you two, so I'm happy to be on.
Well, we appreciate it, Miles.
Great to have you, Miles.
Yeah, Kansas City is a great destination for vacations, too. Good pick by you there. I heard the beaches are incredible.
It's a wedding.
Okay.
Hey,
all
they
right.
got good barbecue. They got good barbecue.
They do. All right, Miles. You can tell me what you really want to say when we're off the air, okay, when we go golf. Miles Blumhardt with the Fort Collins, Colorado. And, Miles, thanks so much for your time, buddy. Have a safe traveling trip, and enjoy Kansas City.
Yep, take care.
Thanks. That's Miles Blumhardt there. I did hear that. I heard the ocean's incredible in Kansas City.
It's gorgeous. It's some oceanfront property in Arizona, too.
Yeah, there is. I got some. 8:53 the time. We'll come back on the other side, wrap this bad boy up. It's Good Morning NoCo on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.